I'm actually, I guess, the chief law enforcement officer of the country, but I've chosen not to be involved.
And with that, Donald Trump proceeded to pardon 11 white-collar criminals. The notable pardon was for ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who tried to sell Obama's vacant Senate seat, in addition to other crimes, including releasing $8 million of state funds to a children's hospital, with the expectation that he was going to get $50,000 in campaign contributions. Another one of the pardons was for Paul Pogue, who pleaded guilty of underpaying his taxes by $473,000 and received 3 years probation. According to Federal Election Commission filings, Pogue's family donated hundreds of thousands of dollars in direct contributions and in-kind air travel to the Trump Victory Committee, according to thedailybeast.com. Well, Donald Trump is on a four-day visit to Western states, walking just a few steps behind key Democratic primaries, with planned stops in California, Nevada, and Arizona, with another stop planned for South Carolina the day before the Democratic primary there on February 29th. Trump's strategy on these stops is to raise campaign cash and to attempt to help endangered Republican Senators Mick Sally of Arizona and Cory Gardner of Colorado. Well, there's a new rule that's being proposed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid that would allow them to limit the extra payments from states to providers serving high numbers of uninsured patients or Medicaid patients, which, if allowed to pass, would result in hospitals deciding not to accept Medicaid patients en masse. The rule was just in a public comment period, which ended January 31st, and now the Centers for Medicaid Services needs to review those comments before deciding whether to finalize the rule. The rule is facing outrage among Republican and Democratic leaders. Senator Mark Warner said that the proposal would dramatically affect Medicaid eligibility and wreak havoc on state budgets, both red and blue states across the country. Dozens of states wrote public comments to the CMS Administrator Seema Verma, urging her to withdraw the proposal, and that included normally supportive conservative states. According to TheHill.com, if the rule is finalized as proposed, it would immediately disrupt the Medicaid program in Alabama and across the country, wrote Stephanie McGeer Azar, who administers the Alabama Medicaid Agency. She also added that it would have unintended consequences that will affect access to care in Alabama to our most vulnerable populations. Florida Governor DeSantis warns that the effect of the proposal would be immediate and crippling. Medicaid administrators across another 12 states, both Democrat and Republican states, added collectively that the new plan would force states to cut Medicaid eligibility benefits and/or provider payments, which would have the effect of decreasing the poor's access to important health care services. Even Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas said that the Medicaid Fiscal Accountability Rule, which is what they're calling this, is a concern to my governor, saying further that the rule as proposed could lead to hospital closures, problems with access to care, and threaten the safety net. Despite the bipartisan outrage here, folks, sadly, the Trump administration has not given any signals that it plans to back down on this rule as proposed. And unfortunately, folks, the Trump administration claims to be working for the common man over and over again. But the reality, the sad reality, is that there are tax cuts for the rich and pardons for white-collar criminals. But when it comes to providing health care or even maintaining the level of health care many Americans, poor Americans, use today, Donald Trump is not a champion of the middle class and poor Americans. This proposed rule, the Medicaid Fiscal Accountability Rule, is an example of that, and the bipartisan support against implementing the rule underscores just how bad this could be for many poor Americans. Let your congressman or congresswoman know today if you think this rule should not be passed. Call your congressman or congresswoman at 202-224-3121 today. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.